Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They did it. Trump and Biden, right? They've clinched basically their party's delegates for the nomination. So we've been calling it Grudge Match 24 is, well, it's on the road, everybody. But it, of course, begs the question, who will Trump choose for a VP nominee? I think that's a very, very good question indeed. RFK Jr. is looking at Aaron Rodgers, and also looks like Aaron Rodgers, and he's also looking at Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura, of course, former governor of Minnesota. So, I don't know, folks. Things just got a lot more interesting, shall we say. All right, welcome to the program, everybody. It's the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to chime in on the program this morning. We will open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, or for myself as well. And so we hope that you do. And, of course, if you'd like to chime in, that number, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message or if you have a question or comment as well. So without further ado, let's head right back over. And as we connect our studios together in the overnight hours in America through the magic of radio, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I was just telling the listeners earlier, Denise, I wanted to get your take on RFK Jr. and at least the report that we have. This comes from the New York Times, citing people familiar with the discussions. Mm-hmm. But what do you make of a football quarterback star? And then also, of course, you've got Jesse Ventura. So what's going on with all that with RFK Jr., do you think?
I don't know. Those two names are the most ridiculous names I think I've heard yet.
Well, he evidently approached people like Tulsi Gabbard and maybe even Rand Paul, but these are kind of, I mean, I just don't, I'm not aware of other political experience or that Aaron Rodgers might have. We know who he is and what he does and how what a good athlete he is, but I don't know much more beyond that.
Precisely. And since you don't, then that would say to you that there's no bona fides or resume that would qualify him to be second in line for the presidency.
Yeah, and again, it does, you know, I understand the idea of left field. I get that. Or somebody who has viewpoints on certain issues like vaccine, COVID-19, this kind of thing that he had expressed before and seemed to be, you know, much agreement with RFK Jr. But is this overall, I mean, and again, this is just a report we understand, but is this a major misstep on RFK Jr.'s part?
I don't know if it's a, I don't know. Misstep, maybe. Look, if you look at the country, and then you look at the world, and then you look at RFK. RFK Jr. gets maybe 5% of the things right. The rest of the 95%, I don't think he gets right. And then Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers to be second in line for the presidency. It's tough enough to think of somebody that's with any kind of experience that could step in for the next 4 years. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's why, I mean, in terms on the Trump side, you know, somebody like Mike Pompeo or somebody else that has a lot of, for lack of a better expression, gravitas about this stuff.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what, for the sake of argument, let's say Trump becomes the president. How do you begin to go in the first 100 days, start to fix things? I mean, he would have to be making a list right now. He would have to have a war room right now that is deciding on all the things that Trump can do with executive orders. In other words, if for nothing else, putting back all the executive orders that Trump did. And then you have this whole looming thing of war getting bigger than it already is globally. We've got Haiti that's just collapsed. And now the state of Florida is on full-blown defense and offense for millions of Haitians to bail out and come to Florida. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that doesn't even include that Putin came out again yesterday threatening nuclear weapons if his country or his independence for Russia is being challenged. Not that he's going to do it. I mean, but nonetheless, I mean, we've got a leader here that's absolutely paranoid. You know, I think the man needs psychotic help. Then, you know, we haven't fixed the problem with Ukraine. We haven't fixed the problem with what I would say is Lebanon, the Middle East. We haven't fixed, I mean, I haven't heard RFK talk anything about energy when it comes to oil and gas and independence there. You know, I mean, it's just, stuff is just everywhere. It's just absolutely everywhere. And I have it on my list today to listen to the hearing that was held in the House on the national security threats or the threats to the United States. Mm-hmm. With all of the intelligence people. Not that I have a lot of value in them, but I want to at least listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron Rodgers would be, you know, part of that mix? I don't think so.
It is a very interesting report, to say the least, and kind of a head-scratcher, that's for sure. Well, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. We'll talk about the Robert Herr testimony today. Very interesting indeed. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Representative Jayapal evidently is asserting that Joe Biden was exonerated by Special Counsel Robert Hur. Special Counsel Robert Hur tried to set her straight on that one, and, well, she wasn't having any of it at all. And, folks, we're back with the program, Wednesday edition. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, and everybody listening on 930, everybody listening on the GCN network as well. Glad to have you with us this morning, and we appreciate everybody up there in GCN. And we just got a message as well from Mike. He's listening in Mesa, Arizona this morning, and he has a song request. And absolutely, Mike, we'll definitely check that out and see if we can get that on there. And hopefully we'll be able to do that tomorrow. As you know, we play our songs in hour number one, hour number two, and I appreciate it. So he's asking for Cara Mia by Jay and the Americans. Absolutely. Okay, very cool. I will definitely check it out. And he says, it, as I mentioned, he's listening from Mesa, Arizona. He said he fled Commie New York to free America. Well, all right. That sounds, I'm glad that you made it out. I really am. All right, well, let's head right over and talk again with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Well, you heard me talking about Representative Jayapal. You know, this whole thing, to me, Denise, it seems that they're not as concerned with the idea of willfully keeping classified documents. They could care less about that. But they are concerned that Special Counsel Hur included what Joe Biden was like in this. And that's why they're so mad, because, you know, they didn't want him to say he had a bad memory.
Well, first of all, a special counsel cannot exonerate.
Right, exactly.
Let's start there.
Yeah, He tried to explain that. He tried to explain that to her, by the way.
and to others as well.
Yeah.
Because I think two or three of the Democrats. Okay. And then Ian Sams out of the White House kept saying the case is closed. It's over with. There's nothing there. Okay. The very foundation of really what came out is that this was willful on the part of Biden to hold all these documents, let's not remember, for 40 years.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a whole lot inside that 40 years because there are 5 to 6 locations. A lot of those documents moved several times. He knew that they were there because he referred to them and went back to those boxes for the sake of his book, of which he got an $8 million advance and was providing classified material to his ghostwriter. But more than that, and I don't think that the Republicans said it enough, is that her basically said, fundamentally said, that Biden was not equipped to stand trial.
Right. Right. And that's huge because he said he had to explain why. And I think the why is so much more important than the technical aspects of this case.
Right. So we have a feeble man with a bad memory that is not stable enough, mentally stable enough to stand trial. But yet he's the president of the free world. The other thing is that both the Republicans and the Democrats in this hearing yesterday, they in a lot of ways, they both attacked her, and I understand that. But the truth of the matter is, he made the recommendations not to proceed with any kind of indictment on Biden because of his mental instability. But that was only a recommendation. It really falls into Merrick Garland's lap.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
He, all things being equal, nobody is above the law. Well, okay, but Biden is above the law. He broke the law, not just because of what was found and having classified documents, but he had them for 40 years.
Exactly.
And he shared them.
So, Oh, yeah. Well, and again, but this now flies in the face of their narrative that since Biden has been around for now over 40, really 50 years at this point, that mm-hmm. this, you know, uniquely makes him, you know, qualified to be the best president that we've ever had, et cetera.
Yeah, but you're right.
But this goes on for, in other words, these shenanigans have been happening over his political career.
And without any kind of security on those documents. None. Zero. No security. At least at Mar-a-Lago, there was Secret Service, if for nothing else.
Right. Now, and the things were in a locked room and all this kind of stuff.
Right. Interestingly enough, when Biden sat for this interview with Robert Hur, and I have the transcripts. I have not read them because it's 149 pages, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's lawyer was a fellow by the name, or is a lawyer, David Loffman. Well, David Loffman is a former Obama Department of Justice official who actually signed off on Strzok opening the FARA investigation on the Trump advisors, which were General Flynn, Papadopoulos, Page, Manafort, Gates, and Waleed Faris.
Right.
So he was there defending Biden on the Espionage Act violations when he sat for the interview. So that just tells you that Biden didn't sit there alone with her to answer these questions because he had a former Obama DOJ official as his lawyer sitting with him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and again, this whole narrative that they've created now of Joe Biden the Great, the compassionate, the wise, the experienced, you know, all this is just torn down. And that's one of the reasons Adam Schiff just went haywire on this thing earlier. You know, and I the whole time I was watching that, Denise, I was thinking, you know, he thinks that this guy is acting as some sort of agent. That's how he's presenting it, you know, ruin Joe Biden. But if he's mad at a prosecutor who does something, quote, political in his estimation, well, why not go talk to Letitia James? You know, she said she was going to go get Trump. It didn't matter what. I mean, you know, to get him for crossing the street against the light or something, you know, whatever it might be. But yeah, but again, it just shows that they are terrified of what this, of the ramifications of this.
Well, and so I would say that they have a war room, and the war Biden, that they not only have these nefarious Obama former Department of Justice officials, but they also have Mark Elias, who I continue to say is the most dangerous man in Washington, D.C. And so I would say that not only is the RNC now under new leadership with Michael Whatley and Larry Trump, but the Trump campaign and Trump himself, he better have himself a really aggressive, assertive, robust war room himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you mentioned something about the RNC. You know, that there have evidently now been some pretty significant changes that have gone on there now in terms of staffing and so forth. What do you think the ramifications of that will be?
Listen, the RNC had been spending money that they shouldn't have been spending on flowers and, you know, all these things. And I think that, what's his face out of Georgia with Red State? His name escapes me.
Yeah.
He was the one that actually called this whole thing out, which I think was the part and parcel of the reason that Ronna McDaniel resigned, because of the excessive spending that was going on. So here comes Whatley and Larry Trump that they're cleaning the mess up, and they should. Now, they've got quite the challenge in front of them, the RNC does, because the RNC has not been doing the fundraising, having the fundraising success as the DNC has.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some work to do.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, we got some work to do. We're going to recommence after the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back very, very quickly. And we hope that you can stay with us, everybody, because we are just getting started with this. We'll take your telephone calls, open up the phone lines here at the bottom of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun. Yes, you are. It is the Wednesday edition, everybody. And it is flying by, no doubt about that. And we've got a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about as we head through. We're at the midpoint here of hour number three, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and someone else who's standing by, of course, is our good friend Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and take a telephone call? Let's see, I think we've got a first-time caller perhaps here. So good morning, caller. You're on the air with Denise Simon. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Tuckamojo out of Clearwater, Florida. I go up to Valdosta and back every night. Listen to you guys, and y'all keep me prudent out here. Thank you for that.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, I have a suggestion, a name that I don't think has been in the conversation for vice president nominee for President Trump. I don't know why. Maybe y'all can elaborate on it for me. I think Sarah Huckabee would be a fantastic vice president.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've never heard anybody bring her name into the subject or into the conversation. I just didn't know why, because I think she would be absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I think so, too. I think so, too. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Well, Yes, I do. But I would say this. I really don't want Trump to pick anybody out of an elected position because we fight so hard to put good people into elected positions. But having said that, let's not forget her father, Mike Huckabee. He may be a good choice, although it may be better that he become Trump's chief of staff. Another one that I like that I might that may be a good possibility, especially on the legislative side, that would help as vice president would be Lee Zeldin. Because he came from Congress, you know, he ran for governor of New York and came real close, I would argue, to winning that seat. But, yeah, I think we're going to have to necessarily think out of the box. I've been collaborating here a little bit with who would be in Trump's cabinet. And given where we are today domestically and globally, he's going to have to work on some big heavy hitters. And who would take over the Department of Justice, I think, would be number one for that. And I think that Harmeet Dhillon would be my first choice to take over the Department of Justice. That would send several Scud missiles over the bow of the Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Well, thank you all so very much. I appreciate
thank you.
Love your show.
Hey, thank you, Chuck. Take care. Be safe out there.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Chuck, everybody. We appreciate him very, very much calling in. And, of course, if you'd like to opine this morning, 949-822-7959. And, yeah, great to hear from Chuck this morning, Denise. I think he had a really good suggestion because of Sarah Huckabee Sanders is so capable. And she knows the Washington crowd as well. And she's very formidable. But I hear where you're coming from, though, with the idea of the elected offices. But I think, she's a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
Well, I think her father is, too. You know, he's written all these books, pro-Trump books, and especially children's books for pro-Trump. So, and he's been around the block many times. He ran for president himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a very nice manner about him.
Oh, very.
He's very pro-Israel.
And he's a decent guy.
Yeah, very decent.
Yeah, he's one of the most decent people I think we've ever run across. I just get that vibe from him.
And he brings things down to the lowest common denominator. I mean, he takes out all the noise and just gets down to the basic fundamentals. So I like his style on that. So he could be a good choice. And or Lee Zeldin. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I can just add one more thing about Mike Huckabee, and that is, can you imagine the jam sessions at the vice president's residence? And sometimes on special occasions, and Mike Huckabee, Vice President Mike Huckabee, on bass. I think it's mm-hmm. really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. All right. Well, I think we got another call coming in right here. I think we got Rick in Tampa this morning for Denise Simon. Good morning, Rick. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning. We're a little bit early here.
Yeah. it's early.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to agree with you guys about Sarah Huckabee. I like her a lot. I don't know about her dad. Her dad, I like him too, but isn't he a little long in the tooth himself? Sarah is one of the few people I think could have an impact with women. You know, I've thought about who would be a good fit for him. And she might be the best there. I don't like identity politics all that much, but in this case, I think she would have an impact, a positive impact with a group of people that Donald doesn't exactly have the best record with. So, I like his behavior lately, but,
You mean Trump? Yeah, you mean he's kind of dialed it back a little bit
is what you're saying?
Yeah, he has, you know, and he's more substance, you know, more substance than complaint. And that's good. I mean, he complains and he makes fun of it and all that, and that's great. The audience loves it. But people like myself, I like some substance. You know, I mean, I like to be, mm-hmm. I'm clever too. I'm always telling jokes. But I have a point. And I like the man. I think he is, you know, his combustible personality is exactly what we need right now. We need to get back. And, you know, people have seen what goes wrong mm-hmm. when this country isn't leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald led the country. And even though it scared the hell out of a lot of people, people were safer and our allies did trust us.
Indeed.
And none, you know, anyway.
Indeed.
So,
well, Rick, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to try and get one more caller in here on this segment, but we appreciate you calling and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Well, I listen all the time, and you guys are great.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, thank you, Rick. We appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words. Really, folks, that really does mean the world to me, to mm-hmm. Denise, and everything. Mm-hmm. We can't thank you guys enough, ever. But let's head on over. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning, outside Las Vegas. So, good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
You know, Kyle, you need to expand this segment. Because calls need more time. But, you know, hey, listen, President Trump, you know, finalized his nomination, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I've been tuning in to MSNBC, CNN. I'm listening to, you know, attorneys, okay? And I get the feeling this is all distraction, and it is about the classified documents. All right. Bottom line is this, and I heard Jim Jordan today, he was great, he's pushing back on the Laura Coates program. But key critical point, President Trump has complete legal constitutional authority to take possession of classified documents and declassify. He is under no obligation to notify the librarian at the National Archives, okay, if he could take documents. It is ridiculous. It is that point is completely overlooked. Just annoys me. And, mm-hmm. again, I'm listening to attorneys. That's mm-hmm. law school, constitutional law 101, all right? He's not – Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Mike Pence was vice president. Joe Biden was a senator and a vice president. I also heard another little point of information. Biden was collecting classified documents in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line,
promise gift.
You've got... Mm-hmm. You can't kill her over this, but you've got physical, testimonial evidence.
Indeed.
You've got to charge him.
All right, Neil, we appreciate the call very, very much. We're heading out to the break. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for calling. And Denise, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care. Have a great Wednesday.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with Chris Markowski. So stay right there.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are, folks, running through the Wednesday edition. And we're making pretty good time, I think. So whatever you're doing out there, driving across country perhaps, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, you're working a shift, whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're there and we're glad to be along with you. And I got to tell you, we reached a part of the program here, one of my favorite parts, where we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website for Chris. You can find out about his radio program, his podcast, and all the other great things that he has to offer over there at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Let's welcome Chris back to the program this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, again, no shortage of things to talk about this morning. We got those inflation numbers that we were talking about 24 hours ago here on the show, and it looks like inflation, continued. Obviously, it was higher than expected in February, but taking a look at some of these consumer prices, am I correct? They were down a little bit. But they're still nowhere near the levels than when the Biden administration came in.
The prices haven't come down. And inflation actually, still running at well over 3%. The Fed's got this 2% rate that's their target, which quite frankly, I don't see that as being feasible, and this is even with government numbers, which I don't trust as far as I can throw. So, you know, again, you look at this number and, you know, people will kind of say, oh, okay, what the Fed's going to do, but they're already kind of signaling that they're going to lower rates this year because they're worried about employment, and also it's an election year as well. So, you know, I don't see much of a sign that, you know, we're going to get any relief of what we're paying for things.
Well, indeed, and this goes, you know, right to the idea that, as we mentioned yesterday on the program, too, people are dipping into their 401ks. They have to pull back on spending. They have to make very different decisions. And, you know, I've mentioned before on the program, too, Chris, that, you know, just at a local place I love to go out to lunch on occasion, I mean, it's really skyrocketed. You can't have lunch for two people and have it start approaching $50. I mean, it's no wonder there's no wait for places these days.
Well, yeah, it's you know, that's one of the higher inflation. Food out of the home is you know, skyrocket for a myriad of reasons, from regulations to you know, lack of employment to higher minimum wages to you know, a myriad of different things, and it's made it very difficult. A lot of you know, mom and pop type restaurants having a very difficult time having a go at it at this point, and we're seeing many of them shut down. You know, some of the larger you know, fast food joints are able to deal you know, with this much better, simply because, you know, the type of ordering that they do and the bulk that they do, and, you know, they can keep their costs down to some degree. But, yeah, it's difficult out there.
Indeed. Well, you know, on the international front, you know, we often talk about things that are happening in China. I think it's relevant because what we see happening in the Middle East, we know that, you know, the Chinese government looks very carefully at the state of affairs, how the Biden administration reacts to things, or any American administration for that matter. But we understand, too, that in terms of their military, they're doing these very regular drills outside of Taiwan. But as you've been talking about the Chinese economy a lot, you know, how can they sustain all of this when we know that they're having, you know, massive problems, especially because of their property issues that they've been having? In other words, can they ever sustain all this?
It's difficult because it's, you know, again, China, you know, despite being such a large economy, in many respects is a bit of a black box where, you know, you can't trust the numbers that they put out there. I mean, the certain publications, I got to hand the Wall Street Journal has done a good job doing some investigative reporting over there on some of the issues that they have with real estate. Not only that, the graveyards of automobiles and EVs that no one's driving anymore. There's a lot of issues that you have. And again, this is the type of waste that's involved when you try to centrally plan an economy. And, you know, that's in essence, you know, what China has done. Then you get the shiny parts there. I mean, look at some of the cities and whatnot, and the ones that you know, guys like Thomas Friedman applauded back in the day when he was wishing that Barack Obama could have the power of the Chinese Politburo. But the reality is that the free market doesn't work that way, and nobody's smart enough to get their arms around it. And when you do, when you have that type of industrial policy, you get that type of waste.
Indeed. Well, you know, turning again here domestic, you know, we've heard a lot about Boeing. There was the this tragic story about the Boeing whistleblower who's apparently been found dead. But in terms of what's happening at Boeing itself, we understand that United Airlines is now essentially canceling their orders on MAX 10s, the 737 MAX 10s, but they want them to build the MAX 9s. You know, this sounds like it would be a big sea change for Boeing to try to retool for that. You know, Boeing's been having all kinds of problems to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure United wish that, you know, they could probably switch over, and I know that they're trying to get Airbus planes instead. This, again, is a national embarrassment, what's taking place as far as Boeing is concerned. Again, this is what happens when you start letting accountants run aerospace companies rather than the actual engineers and people that are capable of actually running these things. You know, they use funny, you get this, FTC looking to break up, everything and anything here in the country. You know, how about breaking up, something like Boeing, which is an absolute disaster, to get it back on track because, we're going to lose. This used to be an American champion type of a company. Now it's where it's a laughing stock to the rest of the world.
Well, yeah, and that's really no good because obviously, it's Air Force One is a Boeing 747 and this kind of thing. It is a national embarrassment, as you're saying. Well, as we look ahead, as you mentioned, the Fed is already, determined, it would seem, to cut rates. Will they have to have some kind of, for lack of a better term, justification for that? Because they're trying to get to 2% inflation. Do you think they're going to make that, or will they sort of explain it a different way when they make a cut?
Yeah, they'll change it to aspirational because of their dual mandate. They'll say something in regards to unemployment and say that that's part of what they have to do, and, you'll get your rate cuts. But, again, Fed can't do, the Fed doesn't control government spending. And, we continue to run deficits as far as the eye can see. I mean, you get these politicians patting themselves on the back saying, oh, yeah, we're going to lower the deficit over 10 years. We're still spending more than we're taking in. We're still adding to the debt. I'm running for office. I'm like, guess what? We're not going to have a deficit this year. I don't know. We're going to cut to the bone as far as I'm concerned, and we're not going to spend more than we're taking in. It's just that simple. And I don't care who's going to have to deal with that type of pain. And we don't get any sort of politician or political leader that's willing to do that, outside maybe of Rand Paul and a couple of others. But other than that, everybody wants more of the same. And, to me, you should be ashamed of yourself if you advocate for these types of policies. You think it's great to continue to run all of this debt and put it on our children and our grandchildren's credit cards. Shame on you.
Well, you mentioned about, having, basically a balanced budget. States have done this, but Washington, I guess, is obviously a different story. In Washington, there's so much special interest in terms of the pork and all that kind of stuff. Is it feasible? How would you even make that happen?
Well, again, you go to the general welfare clause of the Constitution and, how these politicians say, oh, yeah, this is, we're building a bike path in, in Kansas, and it's part of, the general welfare. No, it's not. I'm not going to use that bike path there in Kansas. How is that for the general welfare? The state of Kansas wants to put up a bike path, better put it up. The state of Florida wants to put up a boat dock, but the residents of the state of Florida put it up. That's how the country is supposed to work. And it doesn't work that way. You get these politicians, they go there, they want to send money back, to their district and make themselves look good. It doesn't matter whether they're an elephant or a donkey. And it's pathetic. It really is.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. Very well said. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you here. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're coming right back after the news. Hour number three is in the books.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.